across the country and around the world, this is TalkZone.com, the best in Internet talk radio.
Now, TalkZone presents The Ladies' Room with award-winning journalist Patricia Washington. This is the show that addresses current issues impacting women worldwide. Here's your host for The Ladies' Room, Patricia Washington.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome to The Ladies' Room. I'm Pat Washington. Glad that you are with us on this particular hot and bright, sunny Monday morning. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and everybody enjoyed their Father's Day. So we'll say happy day after Father's Day to all you dads and all you moms who are out there being both mom and dad. We love you too. We know it's your day just as good as it was anybody else's. So we're glad that you're taking some time this Monday to kick back and relax with us. As you know, this is your place. This is your spot. We want you to kick back, relax, enjoy yourself. This is your virtual ladies' room, your lounge, where you can come in and we'll share secrets and we'll talk, we'll gossip, we'll laugh. We'll talk about important things. We'll talk about things that are just purely whimsical. And sometimes we'll talk about things that might even make you cry. But this is your space, and we hope that you'll spread the word. I've had lots of people call and say that they happily have stumbled across, and some have been pointed to the direction of the ladies' room. So this is our home. This is your home, TalkZone.com. Welcome here. Want to see you every Monday. And then if you'll check, go to TalkZone.com. That's www.TalkZone.com, and look at the show guide. Check out the ladies' room, and also check out some of the other shows that you'll find listed there. Really, really interesting stuff. So as you are working, you know the motto here, keep working, so that you can continue to have a job. This is not a good time for you to be without one. So keep it moving and keep looking busy, but also stay with us, and you might even want to give us a call sometime and join in and share your thoughts or opinions. We're going to have a great show today. Lots of fun and interesting information. We've got a couple of guests who are going to be joining us, and hopefully we can get them both in today. Two of my favorite things. I love writing, and I guess that would come with being a journalist, but I love writing, and I love journals and diaries, and I love books and interesting books. And so my first guest today combines two of my very favorite things. She has written a wonderful book. It's been out now for some time, but people are still discovering it. And it's called Hurrah, or depending on what section of the country you're in, it might be Hurrah for the Bra. Not one of my favorite things, but we'll get into that later. And she also designs specialty papers and wedding invitations and stationaries. And I love to write, and I love collecting wonderful, unique, special stationery and pens, because I love writing notes. You can get so far with the texts and the emails and all of that. But at the same time, sometimes it's just really, really nice to get a note from someone and it's on some special paper and it shows that they've taken some time and thought about the sentiments that are being expressed in that note, whether it's an invitation to a party or a wedding invitation or just a friendly and sincere note that you want to write to a relative or a good friend. And so those are two, maybe three, of my favorite things that we're going to have a great conversation about a little bit later. If we can, also in the second part of the show, hopefully we'll be able to catch up with a very busy lady right now, Miss Gwen DeVoe. She is from DeVoe Signature Events, and she hosts what is quickly becoming the talk of the town around the country with her full-figured fashion week. And it is a modeling, I don't even want to call it a competition, but a showcase for full-figured fashion models. And if you've ever seen America's Next Top Model or you've seen a lot of these reality shows or what have you, most of the women in there are, you know, they're very tall, very slender, but there's always a full-figured model that America is just cheering for. Well, DeVoe Signature Events showcases a lot of those big, beautiful women, whether you want to call them plus-size, full-figured, whatever you want to call them, and however you want to appreciate them. I've seen some of the events and just absolutely wonderful. So hopefully we can catch up with Gwen DeVoe a little bit later in the show and talk about Full Figure Fashion Week that's coming up in New York. I think here in about a few days, if not this coming weekend. All right. So sit back, relax, enjoy yourself. We're going to have a great conversation in the ladies' room. And, you know, one of the things that I like to do is always talk to you about something interesting that I read somewhere during the course of the week. Last week we talked about, was that just it still makes me get chill bumps when we talked about the story. Of course, it was June, and so we talked about weddings, and we talked about the story of the young man who actually severed his part of his anatomy, and you can follow me on that one, because he was not allowed to marry the woman that he wanted to marry. And I got lots of comments about that, and some people thought that the issue was not so much the larger issue was not him being allowed to marry the woman of his dreams, but the fact that he would resort to such drastic and extraordinary measures in order to prove his love. So quite interesting, quite an interesting conversation we had about that. But today I want to talk to you about a story that I read having to do with, of all things, pedicures. Now, this is the time of year when we hit, you know, the feet need a little bit of extra attention. And you're out in the cute little sandals and your thongs, your flip-flops. What do you call those things? Flip-flops. And so you have those on, and there are your feet exposed, and all of a sudden you realize that, maybe my feet need a little bit of attention. But there was a story that I read out of the Associated Press about yet indeed another person who just kind of went the extra mile or went a little bit over the edge relative to getting a pedicure and ended up in an emergency room. So how does that happen? Here's just a little tip for me to you in the ladies' room. Do not attempt to give yourself a pedicure using sand paper. Okay? Just a little tip from you, between you and me. If you have to use sandpaper in order to get your feet ready for the summer, something is really, really wrong. Unfortunately, this young lady felt like using sandpaper would be a very good option, and she ended up with some very severe abrasions and ended up having some serious blisters and serious problems, and ended up in an emergency room where her feet are now all wrapped up for quite some time. So those cute little sandals that she was attempting to prepare her feet for, I think they're going to have to stay on the shelf for just a little while longer. Okay, so that's your ladies' room tip for today. Go to the spa. If nothing else, just do it the old-fashioned way. Just soak your feet for a little while and put on a little polish, and hopefully all will be well. All right? I couldn't believe it when I read that, and I thought, okay. Again, it asked the question, what are you thinking? All right, so let's move on. We're going to move right along, and hopefully our guest, Sherry Berry, is with us in the Talk Zone studio for this segment of the show. I love this book, and I'll tell you how I came across it. The name of the book is Hoorah for the Bra, and as you might imagine, it is a book that talks not only about the relationship between women and their brassieres, because mine is a love-hate relationship, especially when it's this hot, But it also gives you a lot of history and background that you probably wouldn't expect to find. I know I certainly didn't. I was introduced to this wonderful, it's just a wonderful little book, as a result of a gift. A friend of mine received it as a gift. She is notorious about not wearing a bra. Her relationship is most definitely one of hate. Forget the love-hate relationship. It's just a hate relationship. It is so bad that when the girls get together, the first thing, you know, you get on the phone and you're planning your trip and we're going out somewhere. Ultimately, the conversation turns around to who's responsible for making sure that Sandy is wearing a bra. We've had wardrobe malfunctions after wardrobe malfunctions in this particular group because of Sandy's refusal to wear a bra. Hates it. So we've resorted to, instead of being the designated driver, somebody has to be, you know, the designated bra checker outer. I don't know what that would be, but whatever it is, she has a horrible relationship with it. So we're going to, and she received a book as a gift for her birthday, and it was Hurrah for the Bride. It was a wonderful book, and it was written by Cherie Berry, and I keep saying Sherry, but it's Cherie Berry. And we looked at it, and all just hilarious. We were just on the floor because of the circumstances around Sandra getting this particular book. So, of course, me being me, I had to find out, where can I find this woman? How can we get her into the ladies' room and talk about what in the world, where did this come from? So it's my pleasure to introduce and have join us. And you know what? We're going to have to get a drum roll and some audience applause and sound effects. But joining us in the ladies' room today is the author of Hurrah for the Bra. And not only is she an author, but we talked about designing that fabulous stationery. And so that the wedding invitations, of course, this is all June. And we're going to talk to her about both of those things right here in the ladies' room. Cherie, are you with us this morning?
I am. Hi, Patricia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. I'm excited.
Hopefully you're able to keep cool.
Yes, I am. Yes, air conditioning is kicking in high gear right now.
It is a beautiful thing, isn't it? I keep asking myself, how do people live without air conditioning?
I know. It's a good question. It's also kind of like, how did women live before the brassiere was invented?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, that is something that we are definitely going to have a great conversation about. But I understand congratulations are in order to you because you've been racking up some awards here lately.
Yeah, the book has been just a great addition to my resume. It's just such a fun project to be involved in. It was actually I came up with a concept when I was a student at Washington University getting my BFA in graphic design. So the book was actually first for me more of a design book than it was really writing all the content. So that kind of came second, because when I was a student, I knew I wanted to do a book, and I loved pop-up greeting cards as a child. So I knew
I know, isn't that, I don't know who invented those. I don't really know where those pop-ups came from, but that is just the coolest thing.
It's so fun. It's so fun to just go through all the cards at Hallmark, and, you know, when one of them pops up, it's such a fun surprise. And so I loved that interactive surprise element, and love paper, always loved cutting paper out, making three-dimensional cards and posters as a child. So I knew I wanted to do some sort of a book. And you mentioned the love-hate relationship that women have with their brassieres. Well, I definitely have one of those. I have I have two sisters, and all three of us happen to be on, like, I think we barely hit the alphabet in terms of the alphabet system of bra sizes. So we always loved going together to shop for them. At least we could find, you know, a lacy one or a colored one. And that was always fun, even though when we put it on, we were, you know, quite disappointed that it didn't enhance us to the level that we wanted to. But I always, you know, the bra buying experience was always a fun, a fun outing for my sisters and I. So I started thinking about different topics that I wanted to research when I was going to be designing and writing a book. And I, again, having sisters, we're into fashion and clothing, and I kind of really delved into different areas of fashion and kind of wanted to figure out, like, would that be, you know, a good topic for the book. And I decided to research a little bit of the brassiere, and I just couldn't believe how rich the bra was in its history. And I just thought, I have enough material to write a book. And then as I was researching it, I could write several books on the bra. There's so much history about this little intimate undergarment. So that's how I chose the brassiere. And then, you know, just the perfect concept book. It totally makes sense that bras do exactly what pop-ups do. They pop, you know, they pop up and out. And so it made sense to have a pop-up book on the history of the brassiere.
There was some really subliminal messages going on in your brain. I don't know. This whole pop-up piece. But that's exactly what it does. We lift, we push up, we push out, and we just set them out there on the table, don't we? Just let the girls, show the girls off.
That's right. And I was researching, the bra, I thought, well, this would be great visuals, of course. You know, we have so many different visuals you can have, with the bra and popping up and popping out. But, as I was doing all my research, in many ways, you know, I found out the history of the brassiere really parallels the history of women's role in society. And the development of the brassiere has moved with the social, and economic times. So it was really bizarre that as I was doing this research, how the, you know, the woman's voice really came out in the shape and the form of the brassiere as it evolved throughout the 1900s. So that's why the book is segmented into these different decades, because it really, the bra really did, the voice of women was really, shown through their bras depending on, you know, the decade, where the women in the 60s didn't want to wear bras anymore. So it was all about throwing your bras away. And then, you know, during the war and during, the bras were, you know, shaped after the missiles, and the airplane nozzles to reflect the aggression of the era. I mean, it was,
oh my gosh, I just had a vision of Madonna when you said that.
And Madonna, then you get into the 80s and with her Blonde Ambition tour and that really great Jean Paul Gaultier bra that she wore that was, you know, all about taking underwear as outerwear and being proud of being a woman and, you know, showing off that, you know, that you have, you know, breasts and that you're happy to be, a woman. So it was just such a crazy rich history that who knew that it's only been around for 100 years and that right before that our ancestors were wearing corsets, which were just, these horrible contraptions that,
Now that's the contraption that I want to talk about. But I know we've got to take a break here in just a minute, but just quick, who invented the corset?
You know, the corset, the beginning of the book starts with, I only devoted one page to the corset because as I researched the corset, I hated it so much that I thought, like, we are just going to give it one page, show a really horrible photo of a woman with a teeny tiny waist, and then we're going to move on to hurrah for the bra because that's what the book's all about. But you know what? I don't even think I know that research anymore. I'm sure it was whoever it was should be ashamed of themselves.
is that, like, that has to fall into the Constitution somewhere under cruel and unusual punishment?
I absolutely agree. I mean, just, and a lot of the photo, I mean, the photos that I would look at during my research were just horrible. And this was before Photoshop. So we know that those photos were real. They were not being enhanced in any way. And, it was just, you know, women wore them all the time because actually when they took their corsets off, they actually were more uncomfortable because their insides just wanted to kind of, you know, plop and shift. And like the corset, they kind of just, became used to being just so, you know, wrapped up in this, in the corset. So
the reason why they were fainting and they had to have the mineral spirits was not because of the heat. They were fainting because of the corsets, because you couldn't breathe. Your lungs were being bound by your innards. Is that what's going on?
Yes. I can't imagine having a corset on today in this weather, on top of it wearing a corset. So.
Not going to happen. It's not going to be a pretty sight. Listen, Cherie, we have to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the interesting things that you found in your research for Hurrah for the Bra. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.